And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. It's so lovely to be with you on this gorgeous Sunday morning. I'm Jo Stanley and as always we're joined by Gerald Quigley. Good morning, GQ.
Hello, Jo. Good morning.
Lovely to see you. Lovely to see you also, Sarah Davidson.
Sarah
D is
in.
Hello. Lovely to be back welcome. On this beautiful Sunday.
Now, I would say at this time of year we have so much on, so many events that I feel like my feet are being given quite the workout wherever I go. We're always in heels or, you know, you're not wearing your most comfortable shoes when you're going to a fancy dinner or
have we got heels on this morning?
Christmas party. No, I'm wearing my trainers right now. But
Gerald's got his heels on.
Yes, I need no Friday
they're
nights.
Lovely.
Friday nights only.
But don't you feel like, you know, our feet really do get quite the beating, and even just traipsing around the supermarket getting ready for whatever festive occasion we've got going on. And the average person walks some 128,000 kilometres in a lifetime, which is three times around the world. So we're going to look after our feet this morning.
It's important because they keep us upright, and if you have lower leg injuries, it can really debilitate you, particularly in developing children where they get, you know, pigeon-toed and things like that. There's a lot of issues around feet.
I think we take them for granted as well. We forget how much weight is on them all day and how much we ask of them. We don't give them a lot of care.
We do not. So we're going to be speaking with Charlotte Bodell, an Australian Podiatry Association ambassador, who will tell us just what it takes to put our best foot forward. See what we did?
Been working on that, haven't you?
What hurts me, I'm going to ask Charlotte this because I am someone who loves my shoes. I love a pair of heels. Mm-hmm. But I feel like some of the heels that I used to wear easily, I can't anymore. And I think my feet have changed, even grown. At 50, my feet have grown?
Yes. Now, let me put that in a question another way. How do you tell when the shoe you're wearing is too old? So your foot will have changed in the meantime. Now, there is a question worth pondering.
Breaks my heart because I do love my shoes. But
breaks my feet too. There's nothing worse than sore feet on a night out. It ruins things quicker than anything else.
But how many people would buy a pair of shoes, wear them once and think, oh, I didn't make the right decision?
Happens
so many people.
Yes.
Namely me.
Well, we're going to be speaking about all things shoes with Charlotte, and apparently it's function over fashion, which hurts me.
I think there should be both. I think there should be some way to unite them together.
There must be out there. We'll talk about that with Charlotte. Also coming up is Jessica Simonis, a health scientist, to explain about our microbiome. I'm mad for conversation about microbiome. It's the ecosystem that inhabits almost every surface of our bodies. Yet most of us either haven't heard of it or don't give it a second thought. So we're going to learn how we can support its health and actually why we need to support our microbiome.
Well, you're a gut girl from way back, aren't you?
You know I'm mad for talking about gut, Gerald.
For those having breakfast, we apologise, but this is very important.
It is important, that connection between gut and brain. Fascinating. Fascinating. And GQ, of course, magnesium, we love it.
For a change.
But there's so many benefits, and in this instance we're talking about mild nerve pain and inducing sleep.
Yes, we are, and very important.
We love anything that will help us get a restful night's sleep, of course. We would love to hear from you, 131-873, with any questions that you might have for your health, whether it's what to eat, a supplement you might be interested in taking. If you have a symptom that you're needing help with, do give us a call, 131-873, with your question. Gerald is here to help. Next up, putting our feet first, right here on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
What if there was was a way you could save young lives while saving the planet. Introducing Unlabeled, a range of cruelty-free, vegan and ethically sourced skincare products made from 100% recycled post-consumer waste plastic. But here's the best part. 100% of all profits from the sale of Unlabeled products go towards preventing youth suicide. So try Unlabeled the next time you need to top up your hand wash. It's just $8.99 at Chemist Warehouse and includes essential oils like lemon myrtle, sandalwood and eucalyptus. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Lukaku Keto Meal Replacement Shakes for $49.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. 131-873 is our number. Do give us a call if you have any questions for your health. But first up, we're talking feet. We do know that our feet are one of the most hardest working parts of our bodies, yet in so many cases they are most neglected. And joining us on the line is Charlotte Bodell, an Australian Podiatry Association ambassador and podiatrist at Bodell Podiatry at St Luke's Hospital in Sydney. Good morning, Charlotte.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, you know, our feet, as I sit here, I must say my feet are a little weary from a night on the D floor last night.
I've worked hard for you, Jo.
I was dancing last night at a friend's birthday. But really, our feet, they are super multitaskers. They absorb so much, don't they?
Oh, they absolutely do. They let us walk, run, stand and achieve balance with the average person. Get this, 128,000 kilometres they will walk in their lifetime. That's three times around the world. And they've got so many nerves in the feet. They can tell us if they're hot, cold, if you've got a cut or a burn on our feet, unless you've got neuropathy, which is nerve damage to the feet, but we can go into that later. And they're also subject to a lot of stress, and they can be subjected to injuries which can limit our mobility and really affect our quality of life. So, yeah, they're great multitaskers. We're so lucky to have them.
Mm. Charlotte, for something that affects our quality of life so much and that's such a crucial part of us just getting around and, you know, doing our life, why do you think it is that so many of us neglect our feet?
Honestly, from my experience, our feet are the furthest away from us. So
right.
We also hide them. We put them in our shoes, and this is the biggest reason that we neglect them. Your feet shouldn't actually hurt you, and yet more likely we put up with foot pain rather than any other pain in our body. And did you know 55% have never received any advice on correct footwear or advice about our feet? So that's why.
Charlotte, I have a question that's on everybody's lips here. How do you tell when the shoe you're wearing is too old?
Okay, if you have a look on the bottom of it, you can see the wear pattern has gone. So there's not the correct the moulding and the bumps are not, the tread is not there anymore. Mm-hmm. Also, if you bend the actual shoe, you can see it's super flexible. And you, if you're training hard and you want a super flexible shoe, yeah, that's great. But you're really looking to see, is that all the rubber and glue still intact? Mm-hmm. And then you know where you put your foot into your actual shoe? We always bend down the heel counter. Mm-hmm. That ideally should not be soft. Okay. We want it on more.
Very good advice.
Okay, that's hard.
Some of mine are due for retirement.
Yes. But Charlotte, so I wore a pair of heels last night that 10 years ago were very comfortable and I could dance all night on them. And last night, no good. And I feel, do your feet continue to grow and change shape as you get older?
I've actually been having this question a lot lately. So we've got two things we're looking at the moment. One, it's been COVID. We've been in lockdown. We haven't worn our heels and shoes as much over the last 2 years. We've all been wearing either slippers, thongs, trainers at home.
Ugg boots?
And
what's
so
wrong
not
with Ugg boots? So much support.
They're very warm for your feet. We can stop there, though. Mm. And a great warm slipper. But if you are wearing a heel and you're not used to wearing it, then what your feet have essentially done the last 2 years, if you've not been wearing those shoes, they've actually got used to the house that they live in. So they've got that little bit bigger, a little bit wider. So you go to put your normal beautiful shoes that you used to wear 10 years ago, and they've got to squeeze into this house that they're not used to. So it's a lot more painful.
They're like goldfish.
Also, also, have you had a child at all in the last 10 years? And we start to think about the relaxing hormone and what that does to our body when we're pregnant.
I have not, but I have got older.
So that, well, I would put it down to you're just not used to wearing those shoes anymore, yes. And you've got to train your foot to get used to them.
All right.
Yeah,
wow.
Can I ask Charlotte just a question about some more serious issues, Charlotte? Things like plantar fasciitis and shin splints, which with all the exercise that we all do these days, is a podiatrist the first port of call, perhaps, to go and have a foot assessment done? Would you suggest that?
Yes, I would, because it's what we specialise in. We do the lower limb, and straight away we'd be asking the patient, what have you been wearing on your feet in the last 4 to 6 months? Mm. And generally, they say, oh, we've just been wearing normal pumps, normal shoes, but I've just started to start running again. And I've started running on the beach. Or it's coming into summer now, so people are wearing their sandals and thongs, and they've got no support on them. Their midfoot is rolling. There's more pressure on the calf, more pressure on the plantar surface of the foot, and it's overworking, so there's more pressure in the area. So that's why I say get yourself fitted with a really good pair of running trainers and work yourself in easy. Mm-hmm. Don't go gung-ho at first. We don't want any injuries. Let's keep them all at bay.
Okay.
But I'm sure that your message is, Charlotte, to not overlook your feet and see a podiatrist, yes?
It is, yes. Get your feet checked just once a year by a podiatrist. A podiatrist can tell you so much about their feet. As soon as I have a patient's foot in front of me, I'm looking at the skin integrity, the veins, the capillaries, the circulatory side of the actual foot. Are there any ingrown toenails? Are there thicker nails? Thicker nails means that there's been trauma, previous trauma to those nails. And how can we try and make that better for the future? We start looking at the plantar surface of the skin. So is there any hard skin? Are there any warts there? Mm. If we look at hard skin and corns, the hard skin and corns actually tell me a story. It means that you're putting too much pressure on one area. So say if you've got hard skin underneath the fifth metatarsal joint. So if you look at your fifth toe, come back and there's like a little ball, your joint there. If you've got hard skin there, that tells me that you're walking too heavily on the outside of your foot. Okay, so you're walking too heavily on the outside of your foot. Then that means your peroneals, the muscles on the outside of your calf and your ITB are going to be tight. So then I start thinking, okay, how can we release off those muscles? And that is all just come from a little bit of callus on the foot.
Wow, amazing.
So we can tell so much about the feet.
Well, head along to podiatry.org.au and you will find a podiatrist in your area. Thank you so much, Charlotte. We will look after our feet better as we go through this very festive time.
Pleasure. And don't forget, moisturise those feet because we're going to be on them so much more at the moment in our dancing shoes and our thongs. So look after those feet.
Lovely. Thank you so much, Charlotte. You have a great day. And we'll have your calls next, 131 873 on the House of Wellness. We'll get to them after this.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get LifeSpace Probiotics from $20.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. 131 873 is our number. Do give us a call if you have any questions to support your health. Good morning, Robert from Aldulla in south coast of New South Wales. Good to speak with you this morning.
Morning, Robert.
Yeah, good morning, guys. About 18, 19 years ago, I shattered my talus bone in my ankle. And it flares up from time to time. I've had multiple operations and screws put in. And it's really flared up in the last 6 months. And I've got knee pain, I've got hip pain, and I've got lower back pain.
Are you speaking to a podiatrist, Robert? Have you got a podiatrist on your team? Because if you just listen there to Charlotte, those symptoms you're feeling, hip and knee, and they're all being caused by that underlying issue in your foot. So hopefully you've got a podiatrist who's giving you some advice on footwear, perhaps exercises to do, proper ways to stand, because all of these things are reflected on everything you've said so far. So you do have a podiatrist, do you?
I would definitely be booking into a podiatrist.
Yes.
After listening to your...
Very important. Very important, because what you want is, as years go by, you want relief from all of this so you can get some quality of life back and exercise with comfort. So
it's so interesting how it can start with the foot, yes, and we don't even realise how it then is carried throughout the whole body.
Mm-hmm.
So some ailment that we have further up the body could actually be connected to the foot.
Yes, and often, too, as Charlotte outlined, by looking at a person's foot, even the skin, whether they can feel pain underneath the foot, so many indications that we just don't realise that they are so important. So keep in touch, Robert. Get it on your, get that podiatrist on your team. Regularly have your that foot checked.
Amazing. Tony from Laylaw, good morning.
Hello, Tony.
Yeah, hi, guys. I've had a recent CT angiogram of my heart, which come back a very high calcium score.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to a cardiologist. I've got to have an angiogram.
Yes.
I was just wondering if I've obviously got to go through that process. Is there anything that I could that can take to assist any supplement with this calcium score? I'm very concerned about it.
There are a couple that are worth considering, Tony, and you go and have the test done, and you know, don't stress about it, because until you have the score done, it really is all it's doing is worrying you. The specific nutrient's called vitamin K2, and that plays a very important role in coronary artery calcium. There's a 180 microgram capsule on the market that's every pharmacy and health food store has. You take one every day, and the other nutrient for your heart health we talk about often is called ubiquinol, and you have 150 milligram of that every morning. So good luck with your scans, good luck with your tests. Hope all goes smoothly, and we get you back on track very quickly.
Yes. Now, I wanted to bring to your attention a story that's on the House of Wellness website, houseofwellness.com.au. It's so interesting. It's about a new term, grey area drinking. Have you heard about this?
Is this why Sarah's in today? Is this your expertise?
My trigger point.
Yes. Tell us about it, Sarah.
It's not actually. It's not a trigger area for me, but I think it's something that's probably increasingly relevant and that many people might resonate with. It's, you're not an alcoholic, but you find it hard to not drink for any length of time. So you're sort of in that grey area, hence the name grey area, where drinking is, you know, could be a bit of a crutch for you, or where you're developing patterns.
But Sarah, how do we define a drink? You know, is having a scotch at night, is that a problem? Does that mean you're a grey area drinker? Because I'm challenging that.
I mean, I don't know if it's the type of drink. I think it's your relationship to alcohol overall that would bring you within the definition of grey area drinking, and why you use it and when.
I think very much it's, and you know, they've identified that through research that, yes, generally speaking, men seem to exceed the guidelines as to how much, but women, and it seems to be this sort of middle-aged women who are drinking at risky levels, one in five now binge drinking.
Mm-hmm.
And I think also, as you say, that relationship, Sarah, with alcohol, where it's like, I am so overwhelmed and exhausted, I'm reaching for a drink every night because it's what I feel like will get me through.
Mm.
That's the relationship. So you're not drinking through pleasure and a mindfulness. It's sort of like a, as you say, a crutch.
Mm.
And they say that grey area drinking is when you're aware that you would like to not drink, but you're still doing it. You know,
I think something from the article that was really interesting was that it's useful to think of your drinking on a scale from 1 to 10, hence the grey area, that, you know, if you're one is someone who rarely drinks, and then at the other end of the scale, a 10 is someone who would, you know, need medical support. But a grey area drinker would sit somewhere between a 5 and an 8.
But isn't life all about being grey? You know, we've got all these extremes.
I agree.
No, you step outside the 1 in 10, suddenly you've gone rogue. You know, look, it's obviously an issue, but the exciting part in all of this is there are so many now alcohol-free drinks that you can defer to look and taste and smell, and you can be whatever you want. Mm. I guess you've just got to make that transition, which is tough for some people. But you get your friends around you and say, I want you to help me. Mm. So while you have whatever you're going to have, may I have, when my turn comes, I'm going to have A, B or C, and you just experiment with these things.
I agree, Gerald. And moderation is absolutely key, but it's also being given, now we're having this conversation, saying, actually, right now, I do feel like I'm tipping over to drinking too much. It's making me more anxious, or I feel like I'm not shifting the weight that I'd like to, or I'm not sleeping well. Now I'm going to make the choice this week to not drink, or this month, give yourself a break. And I love that we're having that conversation.
Yes.
You know, because we're a very alcohol-oriented society.
Well, we are, and that happens after every sporting event straight away. You've got everyone's having, and champagne being flashed around up.
Yes.
So you're right. But for the young, mind you, I think there's more a problem with gambling than drinking. Sorry.
Absolutely.
And they go hand in hand.
I also think it's interesting what you said, that, you know, moderation is good, but it's also, it's just with your inability to give it up.
Right.
That I think is a marker.
We'll practice.
Now, keep your calls coming, 131 873. We'd love you to give us a call with any questions that you have. We'll get to more calls next. Plus, one of my favourite areas of health, the intricacies of the microbiome that lives within us all.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get LifeSpace Probiotics from $20.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. 131 873 is our number. Give us a call if you have any questions for your health. Good morning, Ignatz in St Albans.
Please, how I'm going to get more energy?
A very simple nutrient, Ignatz. We talk about it often. It's called ubiquinol. It produces energy at cellular level. We can't get it in food to any degree. You can pop along to your pharmacy today, get a capsule of 150 milligram, have one every morning, and you'll be jumping over the moon in time for the festive season. Ignatz, it has no adverse effects. It has no interactions. Just go and take one each morning.
Also, we've been talking off air as a team about breath this morning.
Yes, breathing.
And how much energy you garner from giving yourself the time, just 5, 10, 15 minutes in a day, to really do some breath exercises.
Absolutely. And breathing in through the nose, deep breaths. I think we run into trouble when we find ourselves in shallow breath and don't notice. So there's,
Which brings on anxiety, which propagates more shallow breathing, and it begins to be a bit of a downward spiral.
Yes. So deep breath. It instantly makes you do that, doesn't it? When you're sort of aware of it, like, hang on a minute, I'm going to actually.
But then you feel so much better, almost instantly.
And it's as much about the exhale too.
Yes.
Oh, it's wonderful. Oh, you feel it just instantly sort of relax your shoulders, doesn't it? So that's our recommendation. All the best with that, Ignatz.
Hot tip.
Yes. Well, now, the microbiome is the fascinating and unique ecosystem that lives within us. Its health could be connected to other areas of our overall well-being. So it's important to know how to support it. And joining us on the line is Jessica Simonis, a health scientist and scientific educator, to explore this further. Welcome to the show, Jessica.
Good morning. Great to be back.
Now tell us, can you explain what the microbiome is and how it works? Because it does feel like it's a little bit of a buzzword at the moment, but do we fully understand it?
Yes, it is a buzzword, and it is often considered a more complex form of a health science topic, but I'll do my best to break it down. So essentially, it is great to picture it as an invisible ecosystem, and it lives on and in our body, and it is shaped by trillions of microbes invisible to the eye, so approximately 10 to 100 trillion microbes, and it inhabits almost every surface of our bodies, so including our skin, our mouth, and our digestive tract, just to name a few. And our gut microbiome, which is the largest in size, specifically helps us to digest our food, to regulate our immune system, can protect us from other bacteria that can cause disease, and it also produces important nutrients and metabolites.
So, Jessica, we talk a lot about having a healthy and balanced microbiome, but I think a lot of us overlook why that's actually so important, like what it affects in our bodies. So can you tell us a bit more about that?
Yes. So thanks to something known as the gut organ axis, the gut microbiome is able to communicate with many different organs in our body, and so therefore it can influence many aspects of our daily health. So it can be helpful to picture our health as a partnership between us, or our human cells, and our microbiome or our microbial cells, because essentially we are 50-50 human to microbial cells. Mm. So it's this partnership that we want to take care of. And while many of us are familiar with the concept that a healthy microbiome is important to support our gut health, many aren't aware that of the other benefits that a healthy microbiome can offer, and that can include supporting even our brain health.
It's very hard for people to understand, Simone, that gut-brain pathway. And look, over time, we're starting to learn that more and more chronic diseases are associated with a disrupted microbiome. Now, we're probably not quite sure what causes what. But this relationship, does it mean that we've lost the focus on the simple things? So we've forgotten to focus on what happens in our guts, so reflected by food and everything else. How can we correct that at a time when there's so much information being thrown at us?
Yeah, and I think it's really important to simplify the concept, and it really does bring back into focus some very traditional medicine concepts where the gut is almost viewed as the centre of our health. And by understanding how the gut can then communicate with all the other organs, well, we don't know it is all at the moment, but we're certainly learning more and more as the science catches up. But certainly the gut is connected to almost every other system in our body. So understanding that the basics of good gut health can influence those other organs is probably the easiest way to look at it. And one of those organs, as I said, is the brain. Mm. So even just having a healthy gut can help to then have a healthy brain.
I find it so fascinating, and it really has been. It's kind of a joke in the House of Wellness team that I am obsessed with the gut.
Well,
which
you
is,
are.
It is true.
Don't hold back from
our resident gut gal.
But yeah. No, it's because of the fact that it's now known, the gut is known as the second brain. Mm. Can you explain that? Because I'm just fascinated by this.
It is fascinating. So with the with this term, essentially what it's referring to, even though these two systems are completely separate, they each have very different functions, but they do have a lot of similarities. So just like the brain, the digestive tract is connected to a rich network of nerves, and these nerves and nervous system is very similar to those that are found in and around the brain or central nervous system. And so this is why we often have this nickname of the gut as the second brain.
And we also hear another term in this area, you know, the gut-brain axis and that relationship between those two systems. What actually is that? Can you explain the concept?
Absolutely. So because of the similarities between the gut and the brain, they're able to communicate back and forth. So it's almost like a conversation between two friends, for instance. And the phone line are these interconnected nerves that help us to connect the two together. And so this two-way communication pathway is called the gut-brain axis. And the gut and the brain can communicate. Thankfully, they have the same language. So they can communicate through special messengers, such as hormones or immune cells, neurone transmitters as well. And interestingly, most of the conversation is actually directed from the gut to the brain. So that really, again, highlights how having a healthy gut can influence the brain. And another way to think of it is if you've ever had butterflies in your tummy or had a gut feeling or a sinking gut feeling, then you've actually experienced this gut-brain connection or this gut-brain axis firsthand.
Simone, there is an outstanding book, ideal Christmas present, and I have no financial interest in this, but there's a book called Gut, written by Julia Enders, that I bought many years ago, and I find it's a very, every now and again, a reminder of the role of the gut in all health. So it's an international bestseller, The Inside Story of Our Body's Most Underrated Organ. Have you heard of that book?
Yes, I have heard of that book. Yes, it's a great one.
Terrific.
It's wonderful that we're now having this conversation. And, of course, probiotics really can support a healthy gut-brain axis.
Yes, they can support. So just like they can support a healthy gut microbiome, now thanks we understand this axis, it can also support our brain health as well. So it's quite well established so that the probiotics can support the gut microbiome, it can help to keep it balanced. But also by restoring healthy and beneficial gut bacteria, as well as supporting our general gastrointestinal health, our immune health and nervous function, like I said, it can also then support our gut health. And some specific species, which we're learning about, of probiotic bacteria have shown promising outcomes for the support of specific gut-brain axis-related health imbalances. And medically diagnosed IBS is probably one of the most recognised gut-brain axis imbalances that we know.
Absolutely.
Yes, taking a daily probiotic can support that.
It's so fascinating. Well, thank you so much. You know, I love talking gut, so it's been great to have you,
Thanks,
Jess.
Great to be here. Thank you.
Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Next, the lifestyle benefits of magnesium on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Support your gut microbiome while helping to improve your sleep or relieve stress. Discover LifeSpace probiotics at Chemist Warehouse. New probiotics plus sleep support includes ashwagandha and improves sleep quality. And probiotics plus stress relief includes saffron extract and magnesium and relieves symptoms of mild anxiety and stress. Get LifeSpace probiotics from $20.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Go Healthy Go Ashwagandha for $40.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
It's time for a set of vitamins. We are talking magnesium today, Gerald.
We've often talked magnesium, Joe, as the relaxing mineral. So if you've got tension of any sort, magnesium releases that tension. And one of the big issues in being tense is you don't sleep. And we've talked deep breathing, nice breath in, nice breath out. So first thing when you get into bed, try a bit of deep breathing just for five minutes.
Love it.
And that'll set you in the zone. However, if you need a little more, magnesium always outstanding. Combine that with some gentle, relaxing herbs like passion flower, passiflora, and hops, not the sort of hops in the grey drinking area.
I was going to say.
No, that's
that
no.
That also helps with sleep.
Yes, no. It might not, unless you're at the other ends of the grey spectrum. But the combination of those things usually helps you relax, but it's important just to get, you've got to prepare for sleep.
Yes.
And you can prepare for sleep by reducing the tension that's been built up across the day, whether that's in your shoulders from driving a car or hunched over a computer. Simple things like that work along with a good sleep routine. So never underestimate the value of magnesium, because most of us don't have enough.
Yes.
It's stored in our bones and we just do not have enough.
The A to Z of Vitamins is brought to you by Go Healthy's Go Magnesium Sleep, a convenient one-a-day formulation to help induce sleep. We've got time for one more quick call. Hi there, Lorraine in Cogra.
Hello, Lorraine.
Oh, hello. Good morning, everyone. Just a quick question. Well, I purchased this week the ubiquinol, the Go Healthy one, and ashwagandha one, the stress and energy one a day. The problem is I can't swallow the capsule. So what I need to know, if I can actually empty the out of the capsule in a little bit of water.
Yes. Look, some capsules are one cap inside another cap, so you can pull it apart very easily, Lorraine. It's in there sometimes to disguise the taste, sometimes to actually make sure that it all gets down where it's got to go. But you can certainly pull it apart. You can mix them in water or juice or yogurt. There's another good way of disguising it, but whatever way, but there's certainly no harm done in most cases, certainly with those two, and pulling them apart.
So does it compromise what you're taking if you take it out of the capsule and take it
usually
in other
not.
Ways?
No,
that's
usually not, Joe.
Great question.
Yeah, it just, and capsules are far easier to swallow than a tablet, which is usually dry. So always make sure your mouth, Lorraine, is moist. Mouthful of water first, or milk, and then try and have the capsule, but you can see, sure, you can pull it apart. No problem at all.
Right. That is so interesting. I've never known that.
Mm.
Thanks so much, Gerald, as always. Houseofwellness.com.au is the website. If you have a question, you head along to the Ask tab there, and we'll have more House of Wellness after this.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
When your body needs extra mental support, reach for Go Healthy Go Ashwagandha 8000 Plus Stress and Energy One a Day at Chemist Warehouse. It contains ashwagandha, which is traditionally used in Ayurvedic medicine to support memory and mental recall, and vitamin B5 to support energy production and help the body cope with environmental stress. Go Healthy Go ashwagandha is $40.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Go Healthy Go Ashwagandha for $40.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Well, that's been House of Wellness for this week. Gerald, a question we didn't get to on the phones.
Yes.
Mary is asking, probiotics with constant bad breath, can it help bad breath?
Yes, they can, Mary. Bad breath is a reflection of poor digestive function, so maybe some enzymes to help digestion correctly. Mouth breathing will also dry your mouth out, and that will cause bad breath. Dry mouth will cause bad breath. So there's lots of underlying issues there. So keep mouth moist, breathe through your nose, and maybe just for 6 weeks or so, some digestive support to make sure we digest food properly.
What is it probiotics can't do?
Well, as we learnt before from Jessica, everything is based on good gut health.
Yes.
Everything.
Yeah.
Gosh, today was a day of just basics, gut,
but
feet.
We forget the basics, don't
I know,
we?
Breathing, but yes. That's what I mean. It's yes. Sometimes we overcomplicate
life's
things
too,
so much.
Oh, totally. Mm. Life's too busy simple to things. Make things simple.
Absolutely. Yeah. Sarah, wonderful as always to
thank
share the last hour.
Thank you for visiting us.
Gerald, lovely
so
to see
much.
You. If you're after more House of Wellness, do head along to Channel 7 today at midday for House of Wellness TV. There's an amazing story on stem cells that are being trialled in making high-tech dressings.
Wow.
We talk so much about wound care, don't we, Gerald?
We do. Any breakthroughs there are always good.
Yeah, absolutely. So, of course, head along to House of Wellness website as well, houseofwellness.com.au for any more information. As always, we say thanks again to our friends at Chemist Warehouse, and we will see you all next week.